Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, the list now becomes James Franklin, Mike Gundy, Sam Pittman, Deshaun Foster, Brent Pry, Trent Bray, Trent Dilfer, and maybe continued. What am I talking about? The list of coaches, Diesel, that have already been fired in 2025 during the season. Let's do a little welfare check where we look at some of the coaches that are on the hot seat, see if they're still there, see if they're okay, and analyze how much longer they'll be there. Welcome into Wire to Wire, hour number two. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Thursday. And we also want to hear from you Tolos out there. Turn it on, leave it on. That's what a Tolo is. That's what it stands for. That's what we want you to do on this show. Just a reminder to continue to get your upset picks in, 844-326-3663. Remind me, what was your upset pick, Diesel?
I took UNLV plus 12.5 over Boise State.
That was the game I almost took. That was the one I was looking at, and I couldn't, though. That's right. Leprechaun of Lyman said I could not take that game. So I didn't. I waited until today, and then when we got the news about Cade Klubnik this morning, I said, heck, why not?
You jumped on it.
I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to take SMU. And here's what's wild. I didn't get to this with Chapel. The line is now 4.5 points,
There's
Diesel.
A lot of money coming in on SMU right now.
Or it's the fact that Cade Klubnik's injury is moving this thing that much, Diesel. And here's the reality of it. I'm not saying Vegas knows more than we do, but just watch that line. I mean, that line movement tells you all you need to know about Cade Klubnik, in my opinion, because it opened on Saturday night at 11.5. It has dropped from 11.5 to right now 4.5, which is mind-boggling.
I would not be shocked if right after 8 p.m., if the injury report says doubtful, this thing may flip the other direction.
I mean, it's crazy.
This thing could flip the other direction to where SMU is the favorite. But what did I text you earlier, Cole?
Yeah.
When you said, oh, my God, look at what's going on. And I said, wait a minute. I thought you were telling me about my pick. I was like, oh, crap. Did Dan Mullen accept the Penn State job? Did Dan Mullen accept some job somewhere that I don't know about? Then you sent me this thing about Cade Klubnik being possibly out. And I said, watch. Christopher Vezina is going to win this game for Clemson. And if that happens, Cole, you should just tell Dan to take all your points away and say, I quit. I'm not playing.
There's a good chance. There's a good chance I'll do that. There is
seems
a
like
good
what would happen
chance. Breaking news from Brett McMurphy. And this goes well into our welfare check conversation that we're having right now. Tweeted out literally seconds ago, Indiana and Kurt Cignetti have agreed to a new 8-year, $11.6 million deal through November 30th of 2033. And he also puts on there, sorry, Penn State, Florida, et cetera, et cetera.
Wait, is that 11.6 per year?
It just says 8 year, $11.6 million. That's what the tweet says.
Oh.
Indiana Kurt Cignetti agreed to a new 8 year, $11.6 million through November 30th, 2033.
It's gotta be 11 a year. Because, I mean, otherwise, what are they tweeting about if he says, hey, we're going to give you $12 million over 8 years? That's not, like, all that noteworthy.
Man.
They're doing everything they can to keep him. And, hey, look, I'm happy that finally you got sort of that middle of the road.
Ooh.
10 years ago, 5 years ago, you would have called him a bottom-dwelling Indiana football
team. Were.
Saying, you know what? By God, we are not going to be bottom dwellers anymore. We gave this guy a chance at a power school. He is winning like crazy. We're going to throw every single dollar we can at him. Think about it this way. They're getting $40, $50, $60 million a year from the Big Ten. They might as well spend it, by God. What else are you going to do with it?
I don't know if that's per year or what, but again, Brett McMurphy, all he tweeted, Brett McMurphy of, who's he with, On Three Sports?
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you just tuned into the show, oh, here's a edited tweet that just came in. Mm. It helps to have tweet notifications on. Here you go. Brett might be listening to the show. 11 seconds ago, Indiana and Kurt Cignetti agreed to a new 8 year, $11.6 million through November 30th, 2033. That's all the tweet says. Sorry, Penn State, Florida, et cetera, et cetera. So it is an 8 year deal. That's what he added on to the tweet. And Madcraft's like, are you kidding me? 8 years. I think that's 11.6 over 8 years, Diesel.
In addition to?
Yeah, okay. It's got to be, right? Because we had the conversation the other day about Matt Rhule in Nebraska, right? And
yeah.
I watched an interview today live with Matt Rhule on the Pat McAfee show. And I know coaches say what coaches say, but Matt Rhule seems really happy in Nebraska. So maybe Nebraska's next Diesel to come out and say, here's an extension for Matt Rhule. Cignetti's off the board. Matt, wouldn't that be crazy?
God, what if they had to go
Ooh.
Either a Power 4 coordinator or
Ooh.
A G5 head coach because everybody else was locking up the coaches they already had.
They called James Franklin back, I think. that would be bad. I don't know. I don't know. But, like, Dabo makes 11.4, you know, roughly. It's a lot of money. And now Indiana just getting ahead of it because we know that Florida's about to come open. We suspect Diesel. We know that Penn State is open. And this is huge because Kurt Cignetti's name, as we're doing this welfare check segment, talking about coaches on the hot seat, this is a name that was going to be thrown out there probably at the very leader, probably being the leader in the clubhouse for the Penn State job.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I mean, you don't see the elite head coaching jobs come open all that often, right? You just don't see it. I mean, Penn State has how long was James Franklin there? Like 10 years or so? And outside of that, obviously, Oregon's locked up. Ohio State's locked up. It feels like Michigan is probably locked up for a while. So you don't get those tippy-top, upper-crust, A-level jobs coming open.
So Shadow of Death Valley, I didn't mean to cut you off, said, no, Cole, it's 11.6 a year. I read the tweet, Shadow, as that 11 was extended. So cutting that 11 up over an 8 year span and adding that on to what he's already making. Am I wrong that?
Well, that's what really matters. I mean, Brett, he edited his tweet, but he didn't specify is that 11.6 a year for 8 years, or is it, I'm guessing, what was Kurt Cignetti probably making at Indiana? I'm going to guess 5, maybe 6.
And I want to be very clear. I was not implying that he was only making 1.4 a year. He says Cole is trying to get Cignetti on the cheap. We literally said that it's a extension. When you get extended, you get more money on top of what you're already making. If that's hard for you to figure out, I'm sorry, Shadow, but it's an extension. So we would imagine that you break that up over 8 years on top of what he's already making,
right? His current salary, this is Google AI overview, his current base salary is $8 million.
A year?
A year.
Right.
Which is crazy to me. That you're telling me that Indiana's paying more than South Carolina?
Yeah. And he's only $3 million per year less than Dabo.
Right.
That was,
and he's only been there for 2 years.
Right. And so what I'm saying, Shadow, is maybe I worded it wrong. I would imagine they take the 8 that he's already making and the 11 that he's getting extended with, right, and take that 11 and break it up over 8 years. And the math on that's 1 point whatever.
Yeah, Madcraft, 1.45 a year. So does that mean they bumped him from 8 to 9.5?
Right.
Or did they bump him from 8 to 11.5 for 8 seasons?
Yeah, it's not clear.
It's not, yeah.
That, 8 to 11.5 just seems astronomical to me.
Gotcha.
Dabo's making 11.4, Diesel. You mean to tell me that Kurt Cignetti all of a sudden, as of today, is making 11.4 a year? Maybe he is.
Dabo's going to call his agent and be like, hey, man, can you get me 15?
Let's see. I don't see any details. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. But, again, we don't have the insights on the contract. That's just what I would assume. It Shadow says the tweet I linked has the official breakdown from Indiana. Okay, well, share that with us if you don't mind, if you reposted it or tagged us in it. The On3 report that just came out, Diesel. Here we go. Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti has agreed to a new 8-year contract with an average annual compensation of approximately $11.6
million. Wow.
So
that's a...
They did not take the 11 and break it up over 8.
Right.
They are giving him from what he was making to 11.6 a year now.
That's like a 40% raise.
That is. That's why I didn't believe it.
What are we doing hosting radio shows? Why don't we go be coaches?
That is an astronomical amount of dollars being thrown. The contract, again, will run through 2030, so thank you for the link, Shadow. Let's see. So, yeah, Madcraft's right. So, basically, they're giving him a $4 million raise per year.
God.
Right? That's the way. He's in a second season.
How are these contracts sustainable? How can schools afford? I know it's a huge gamble, right?
That is crazy.
Jeez.
That's why I was just assuming when I saw the post about the 11.6, I just assumed, okay, they'll break that 11.6 over 8 years.
That would make sense.
Tack it onto what he's already making.
Because $1.5 million raise, that's a lot, but it feels appropriate for a guy that never won the Big Ten, never won a national championship.
That's 1.4 divided by the 8 years. If you take the 11 minutes, I imagined they would just tack on 1.4 a year and Cignetti would be pretty okay with that.
Oh, my God.
But no, they're tacking on, what do you say, $4 million raise in Tatis Whistle's point. That guy hadn't even won a championship. Now, not saying he's not deserving, but that's Indiana to me saying, hey, we're planting our flag that Cignetti's our guy and that we're a contender. I mean, 11-2 last year, right? 8-1 in the conference.
11-2 against an awful schedule.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. He's won one big game.
Wow.
One big game, and they're giving him a $4 million raise.
Kurt Cignetti, as of today, is basically making Dabo Swinney money. That's what it is. Let me look again. Dabo Swinney's salary is over 11.4 for the 2025 season. So all of a sudden, you're talking about Diesel, Kurt Cignetti catapulting to the very top. Highest paid college coaches, Kirby Smart making 13.2 a year.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan Day making 12.5.
Right.
Lincoln Riley 11, Dabo 11, and that's it as far as 11 goes. Kurt Cignetti's now making Lincoln Riley and Dabo Swinney money, and Kurt Cignetti is now one of the highest paid, top five highest paid coaches in college football. Think about that.
Woo.
Over Steve Sarkisian, Dan Lanning, Brian Kelly, Bill Belichick, Kalen DeBoer, Lane Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, Josh Heupel. Oh, my word.
Brandon,
this is
Spartanburg
crazy.
Texts in at 844 fan phone, says Mark Cuban is an Indiana booster now and alum. There's your cash flow. Did Mark Cuban call him up and say, hey, we'll give you the bump?
Isn't that wild? Maybe so. I
I'll give you the $25 million to cover that $4 million raise for 8 years.
Which is pocket change, right?
God.
Mark Cuban earned a BS in management from Indiana University School of Business. He recently made a large donation to the football program, which is part of a new long-term strategy for the team. There's even been speculation on a basketball change. But, yeah, that was just announced 6 days ago that the Hoosiers are strategically planning behind a donation from Mark Cuban.
Wow.
How about that? This football's gotten stupid.
I wonder, what was this money earmarked for before Penn State fired James Franklin? If just $25 million, that's roughly the $4 million times 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that, like, they were going to put $25 million into stadium renovations? Were they going to put it into building a new building, whatever it may be? And they said, oh, no, we got to use that $25 million to keep Kurt.
That is wild. So, again, Kirby Smart's making 13-2. Ryan Day's making 12-5. Lincoln Riley is at 11-5. Dabo's at 11-4-ish, Diesel. And now Kurt Cignetti's at 11, what? What was that tweet? 11-2, 11. That's unbelievable. He didn't say 11.8, did he? 11.6. 11.6, that's higher than Dabo. That is the total pay. So you're talking about Cignetti now being the fourth highest paid coach in college football ahead of Dabo Sweeney, who has two national championships.
Wow.
Dabo, by the way, has a buyout of $60 million. I don't know. By the way, Cignetti, just so you know, Diesel, was the 18th highest paid coach in the country with a $56 million buyout, by the way, which is insane. So today, Kurt Cignetti went from 18 to 4.
I'm going to have to change. I got to fix my math here. I said 8 times 4 is 24, but it's really the $3.6 million raise times 8 is 28.8. Before some math nerd texts in and says, hey, you got your math wrong.
Yeah.
That's wild. And Texter says, let's not forget James Madison extended Kurt Cignetti, and then he left right after. That's true, but hey, that happens all the time. Whew. That happens all the time. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz said, I want to stay here at App State for as long as I possibly can, and he was gone after one season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy numbers, crazy math. I mean, what a pay raise, what a pay bump. And please make sure you get your math right. You say something wrong, somebody will call you out on
it. Right.
Yeah. Shadow Death Valley is already, you know. I mean, people will listen and watch the show and never interact, but the moment you say something, I got gotcha.
You. Idiot, you don't know.
Oh, my God, you love it. All right, so Kurt Cignetti took over the segment, which is okay, but hot seat conversation, doing a little welfare check, Diesel. The coaches that I named off, like James Franklin, Mike Gundy, Sam Pittman, Deshaun Foster, Brent Pry, Trent Bray, and Trent Dilfer have all been fired. Who's next? 844-326-3663. There are other names out there, like Wisconsin, like Coastal Care, like Tim Beck, like, you know, we always toss around the Norvell or the Auburn or the Kentucky Stoops, right? The North Carolina conversation, but obviously leading and dominating this conversation are the reports that we saw, yesterday about Billy Napier being canned this weekend, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, well, let's do this, Cole. Let's piggyback that conversation, a hot seat, into the next segment, because they do kind of tie in together just a little bit. And Madcraft, of course, he's got to turn the conversation and make it about Miami. Dana White threw a couple of seashells at Miami, and fans are going nuts. So let's, in the next segment, Cole, let's kind of tie it all together. If you were a really good coach at kind of a middle-of-the-road program, building something from the ground up, and a big-time opportunity came along, are you the type of guy that would run off to chase the dollars, or would you stick around? We'll mix that together with the hot seat conversation, all that coming your way next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, Cole, all of this rigmarole about Kurt Cignetti and the huge pay increase that he just got and coaches being fired after winning you 35 games over the past three seasons. I can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth, but I think maybe it's time. Maybe it is time for the group of five, group of six, to have its own national championship.
Whoa.
Because it is very clear.
What?
Very clear and apparent. That we are not playing the same game.
You're really saying that?
I hate these words. I hate these words.
Diesel, I remember last year.
I know.
You and I, we got into a debate about this is a bomb. You really said that? Are you okay?
I hate the words that are coming out of my mouth.
It's a bomb drop.
But it is very apparent that Georgia Southern,
wow,
App State, and Middle Tennessee State, and North Texas, we are not playing the same game that Indiana, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. We're not playing the same game they are.
No.
I mean, it is a money game that there is absolutely no way you can keep up with that. Like, there is no keeping up with these Joneses.
No, there's not. And like, you're making astronomical amounts of money. You know,
that's absurd.
I mean, Tyler from Spartanburg wasn't happy about as much as Davo makes. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody's Tommy's not making it. Nobody's making it. So I am floored to hear you say that. I'm stunned.
I hate it. I mean, I still want to see my team in the college football playoff one day.
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as you achieve that, here's the thing. That's like being the nail that sticks up the highest. You're going to get hammered.
Ooh.
As soon as you achieve that, your coach gets picked off. 80% of your roster is gone. You're not keeping any of these guys around. It's just it's really depressing. It's depressing for a fan of a school that is not one of these super elites.
We're
gonna get into.
Oh, go ahead. I was just gonna throw it to Kane.
Yeah, we'll get into that conversation, a little offshoot of that here in just a second. Let's go to the phone lines and hear what Kane has to say. Welcome to the show, Kane.
Hey, what's up, guys? It is money that makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a shame sometimes. Talking about who's going to be fired next, I predict that Mike Norvell is going to be fired.
Whoa. This year?
Over who?
Yeah. Next game. They lose this next game, I think that they're going to show him the door.
Whoa.
Wow.
That'd be big.
Who does Florida State play this weekend? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't.
I'm going to pull up the schedule here in just a couple of seconds. I'll have it.
Florida State
plays Stanford on the road at Stanford. Yeah, I mean, if you lose to Stanford, yeah, you're gone.
If you can't get any decent wins in your conference.
Yeah. And that'd be four straight, too.
I think that his seat is on fire.
Kane, do you know what the spread is on that game real quick? Do you have any idea how? I mean.
I don't.
State's favored by 18 and a half points on Saturday night.
Wow.
That's a lot.
If there is a way to lose, I believe they'll find a way.
Yeah.
Kane, have you gotten us your upset pick
yet? We'll wait until the next team.
Kane, have you given us your upset pick yet?
I have. I went with Ole Miss.
Okay. I like it. That's a good pick. Yes. Are you Team Trinidad Chambliss now?
As much as I don't like Lane Kiffin, I believe in him. I believe in his. He's a wizard on offense, and I think that he is the ultimate troll. So if there's any way. That he can just dice up Kirby Smart's offense just to troll him in the text chain, like he's going to do everything that he can to do that.
Well, he called Kirby Smart fat in his media press conference this week.
I don't doubt that.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. The reporter asked Lane Kiffin. You and Kirby Smart, two of the more demonstrative coaches on the sideline in football, and she asked. Between you two, who do you think burns the most calories over the course of a game? And Lane said, on my way to this meeting, I walked by a TV, Kirby Smart was on it, and it doesn't look like he's been burning too many calories.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, now I made a mistake on my pick because he just made Kirby mad. Oh, man.
Appreciate the call, Kane.
I'm going to lose this week. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
I love a good delay on a phone where it's talking over each other the whole time. Yeah. That's tough. DB says D isn't wrong. Army, Navy, and AF, Air Force will never win a national championship. I am floored that you went there. You and I debated this. I told you a year ago that they needed to have their own, and you told me I was a moron. That's what you told me.
I don't want it to be the case. I don't want it to be the case. My biggest hope has always been some kind of congressional oversight that allows the NCAA to perform, have some kind of structure and slow down the transfer portal at least. I mean, look, SEC teams, Big Ten teams have always had more money than the mid-majors, the group of fives and the good FCS teams. That has always been the case, will always be the case.
Yeah.
But the moment any group of five team has some success and any power program comes along that wants to just buy your players right off of your roster. I mean, we know there's tampering. We know that coaches and, well, I mean, maybe not coaches because they wouldn't do it publicly, but agents and back channel deals are being made while these guys are still on rosters. We know this is happening, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's wild. But I'm shocked by that. Also, shout out to the Tolos. I see a lot of upset picks coming
there
in.
There they are.
At 844-326-3663. Keep them coming. How did we do? We still need to get. I don't think we hit our number yesterday, Diesel. We still need a big jump today, Tolos.
Yeah. Well, maybe these Tolos are waiting for all this news to play out. And that's what they're waiting for to get their answers.
That's why I did.
In Lyman Robb sends his in. He's taking Mississippi State +9.5 over Florida. Is that game really a 9.5 spread? Mississippi State, 9.5 point dogs on the road to Florida. That's wild.
I was listening to BetMGM last night here on the Fan Upstate Diesel, and I believe it was not Brad, but who's on there with Brad?
Not Rob.
No, it wasn't Rob.
It wasn't Rob Brown this time.
Anyways, they were saying that
Ryan Horvath?
It was Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan was saying with all going on with the distraction of Billy Napier, he likes Mississippi State outright winner. And I'm surprised, as Lyman Robb did, I'm surprised, Diesel, that we have not seen more Tolos out there take Mississippi State over Florida
yeah.
as their upset pick. Because, like, couldn't we all see it playing out like that this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't we see Mississippi State knocking them off? And by the way, if they do, they'd be 5-2 on the year, which not bad. And then just go ahead and ripping the Band-Aid off.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? The former employer of your former coach beating you, getting your current coach fired.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we talked about it with Jay Paterno. I mean, people know it's happening.
Yeah.
And those reports that came out, as Bill Bender said yesterday on our show, I don't think that it's just smoke and mirrors. I think where there's smoke, there's fire here. And I don't know if it happened Saturday or Sunday. It was last Sunday James Franklin got canned. What if it were two Sundays in a row, Diesel? Two Sundays in a row. James Franklin and
seismic.
Then Billy Napier. Yeah. That is, you're right. That's seismic.
This one's wild. A WVU fan, 214, says Luke Fickell won't make it through the end of the year.
You know, I've seen Wisconsin on some hot seat conversations, Diesel.
Yeah, I haven't seen his name thrown out a ton.
No, I was reading one article the other day about Wisconsin, and I don't know that the hot seat is really, really hot there.
Well, have you gone and seen how they're losing games, though? They beat Miami of Ohio.
Yep.
They beat Middle Tennessee State. And then they've lost four in a row, blowout loss to Alabama, blowout loss, 17-point loss at home against Maryland, 14-point loss on the road at Michigan, and then a 37-0 bludgeoning at home against Iowa.
Not good.
You're telling me that with Ohio State coming up on Saturday, if Wisconsin can't keep this thing within like 21 points, you're telling me that they're not pulling the trigger and firing Luke?
Ohio State has Wisconsin Saturday?
Yeah. And then here's where it gets worse. This is like looking at looking down the barrel of South Carolina's schedule. Ohio State at Oregon, Washington at Indiana.
Yeah.
Versus Illinois, and then Minnesota. That's Minnesota, by the way, who are 4-2.
Hey, good texter, WVU fan, West Virginia fan. You might be right. You might be right. You might be calling your shot there because, as Diesel just read off, the back end of that schedule is tough. How did Ohio State dodge that schedule? You know, and I'm going to piss off the Ohio State fans again. I mean,
here they come.
They're already texting in right now.
With their orange traffic cones and salt all over the
roads.
Crazy,
though. Think about that. But to your point, though, Ohio State playing Wisconsin. This is my problem. This is my problem, Diesel. We are talking about the 18th day of October. Dead in the heart of middle of the month. A huge month for college football, right? And yes, Ohio State may be the best team on planet Earth when it comes to college football, but you're telling me right in the smack freaking dead middle of college football, Ohio State's playing Wisconsin? Like that? Come on. Guys, Ohio State fans, do not even try to make this an argument anymore. Like, Alabama's playing Tennessee. Georgia's playing, South Carolina's playing Oklahoma. Y'all are playing Wisconsin.
So not to, this conversation has gone completely off the
rails. It has.
Nowhere near
the
where we thought it was going to
be. The whole hour has. I love it.
But with this just exponentially quickened pace of money being infused into college football, could you not see, we've been talking about this concept of a super conference or two super conferences for a couple of years now. What's not to happen, Cole, or what says it's not going to happen that two conferences break off, call it 20 teams apiece, now you got 40. But you still got you still got kind of the lower end schools in there. You still got Rutgers sort of grandfathered into this power conversation. You got Kansas State and Kansas in there. What's to say 10 years down the road beyond that, the tippy top of that power conference, the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Alabamas, Texases, et cetera, they don't say, you know what? We're tired of footing the bill to keep Kansas State afloat. We're just going to split off again,
yeah.
Combine the top of the Big Ten and the top of the SEC, and just have one 20-team super conference. And then we got this weird pyramid of college football.
Yeah, you just can't count anything out right now. You can't.
It's feasible.
It is. You never know. And that didn't take long. I start bagging on Ohio State. Let's go to the phone lines. Buckeye Mike wants to weigh in, and I'm sure he wants to go at it with me. What's up, Buckeye Mike?
No, not really. And I agree with what you guys are saying, that eventually it's going to be like one super conference. And I also do agree that our conference was pretty – our schedule was pretty weak this year. But still, you guys play – I mean, the SEC plays the Citadal and UTC.
No, the Citadel's not the SEC. The Citadel's not the SEC.
But they play nobody in November, and then they have a bye, and then they play their big rival.
Wait, Buckeye Mike. Look, I'm afraid to come at you too hard because you are giving me some assistance behind the scenes on something. I can't reveal it yet to the Tolos. But who did Ohio State play in week two?
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong now.
Who did they play in week three?
Now, we did play week, but we don't play them in November.
So now you're calendar watch, you're calendar shaming? Come on.
Absolutely I am. You should play your cup of games towards the end of the year.
But here's
the other thing that I've been telling you guys, too. The SEC, with conference games last year, played the least amount of Power 4 teams.
Yeah.
Seriously, how are they that tough?
Buckeye Mike, I just can't get excited about waking up on a Saturday in the middle of October and watching Ohio State and Wisconsin.
That's because you didn't grow up there.
Come on. Y'all are going to be playing ping pong Saturday night. You're not watching that crap. Y'all will win by 80 points. You'll win by 80.
15 years ago, this would have been a great matchup.
Hey, I can't help it. Pickle's not doing what he needs to do up there. But there will be a great competition to see which side drinks more beer.
Oh, yeah. Who will win that, by the way?
That's pretty close. Wisconsin's pretty good at it, but we're not bad either. So that's a pretty good competition there.
Now, that's something I can watch. There we go. Thanks, Buckeye Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff.
Oh, man. And these upset picks are coming in like crazy. Jeff R. says, Buckeye Mike and I used to work together. He's a nut. That's a double entendre. I like it. Nice pun there, Jeff R.
A Buckeye nut. That's what they wear around
exactly.
Their...
Inedible, by the way. They're poisonous.
I have some.
Did you know that?
I got some. No, I might have poison because I wore them when I was up there.
Wow, breaking news. Cole's got some nuts.
Yeah. Buckeye. I have Buckeye nuts.
Oh, Buckeye nuts. Buckeye nuts. Yeah.
I don't think they're poisonous, by the way. I think that's false information.
Are Buckeye...
They wouldn't hand them out at the ball game if they were poisonous, would they? Hey, I mean, Diesel, everybody at the Ohio State game a couple of weeks ago had nuts
raw
around their neck.
Buckeye nuts are toxic to humans.
Well, they're not passing out raw nuts.
Yes, they do.
No, they're not passing out.
They're not roasting them and then drilling a hole and putting a string through
them. So you're telling me the 105,000 people who attended an Ohio State game...
Ohio State fans, help us out. When
no
they pass
way.
These things out, are they passing? Are you telling me that they are roasting millions of Buckeye nuts before they hand them out to people?
They're treating them. Do you want me to bring them tomorrow? I will bring my Buckeye nuts. You want me to? I'll bring them. I should have brought them today. I could let you wear my Buckeye nuts.
Yeah.
I have Buckeye nuts. Breaking news.
Who is the South Carolina player that said... Drop your.
I can't remember who that was.
Who was that?
I can't remember who it was.
Madcraft says, hashtag Cole has nuts.
Dewey says, Cole hate dogs.
Yep, there you go. We didn't even come close to our conversations we had planned.
That segment was off the rails. Segment off the rails. But I won't be here tomorrow because I'll be at Burns, right? Mm-hmm. But next time I will wear my Buckeye nuts if you want me to.
Love it.
And maybe I don't know. I don't think they're poisonous. Daily Wires, part two. So much more to get to next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So many headlines to get to today. We have not one but two segments called Our Daily Wires.
Bzz, bzz.
And Puppy Monkey Baby Tolo on YouTube says Buckeye nuts are 100% poisonous to humans' horses. What is it to humans? Horses eat them. That's why they also call an Ohio State Buckeye and Ohio State horse chestnut. That is weird.
Interesting.
Okay.
Buckeye Mike gets in with the clarification. He says, we know not to eat them, but the ones you get at the games are treated.
Yeah, they got all kind of stuff on them. They're probably fake anyways, you know.
Yeah, well, thank God. You know, people up there are smart enough not to eat them so you don't have to put warning labels on things.
Well, we'll see.
You imagine picking up a buckeye nut out of the forest and it's got a warning label? Yeah. Poisonous. Don't eat.
Last night in the MLB, Toronto defeated Seattle 13-4. Seattle leads the ALCS 2-1 over Toronto tonight in the MLB playoffs. The Brewers are at the Dodgers. That game starts in just over an hour from now. The Blue Jays Mariners tonight, 8:33. The Dodgers lead the NLCS 2-0. So some really good Major League Baseball tonight. Also tonight in college football, Tulsa, not Tulsa King, but Tulsa goes to East Carolina, travels up our way, Diesel.
They burned me. ECU burned me. I'm not picking. They burned me twice.
No more picking them?
Nope.
7:30 kickoff. The Pirates are favored by 17.5 points, so a big spread there. Tonight in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. The Steelers favored right now by 4.5 points. I wish it was Joe Burrow versus Aaron Rodgers tonight, but injuries, unfortunately, a part of the game. Speaking of injuries, Anthony Volpe recently had surgery. Isn't that a weird name, Volpe?
Volpe.
Volpe recently had surgery to repair a partially torn labrum in his left shoulder, according to multiple reports, jeopardizing his availability for the start of the 2026 season and further complicating the New York Yankees' plan at shortstop. That's big news there. Dallas Mavericks coach Jason Kidd praised Cooper Flagg's performance as the starting point guard in the team's final two preseason games, but stopped short of committing to opening the season with the 18-year-old rookie filling that role in a supersized starting lineup. By the way, it's crazy to think in today's NBA that Cooper Flagg could be the starting point guard.
It's also putting a lot on an 18-year-old rookie to go be the starting point guard for the Mavs.
Kid said there's a lot of good, positive stories here, and so we have some time to make a decision. Talking about Cooper Flagg, the 6'8 Flagg shifted to point guard after starting the first two preseason games at forward. So really interesting stuff there. It's already a very tall lineup anyways. Players from the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns expressed outrage. This one's for Madcraft, by the way. And concerns to the NFLPA about the embarrassing playing surface last week at Acrisure Stadium. What is that? Is that a business I've never heard of? Acrisure? I've never heard of Acrisure.
It's an insurance company.
Is it? Acrisure Insurance. How about that? A union source told ESPN, here's what happened, Diesel. The NFLPA has conveyed its concern to the NFL and will work to ensure that players are not put in that position going forward. Some players said the field, which was already scheduled to be resodded after the game, was dry. Steelers offensive lineman Broderick Jones was one of the multiple players who said they kicked up chunks of grass when they made explosive movements. So unfair playing surface there, right?
Yeah, apparently grass isn't good to play on. Turf isn't good to play on.
What is good?
I had to go back out of the parking lot, I guess. Yeah. Do it like they did back in the day at the old Raiders stadium.
Cement. Let's just play on cement. Concrete. How about that? Sacramento Kings forward Keegan Murray has agreed to a 5-year, $140 million rookie contract extension with the franchise, reported by ESPN earlier today. Arizona State quarterback Sam Leavitt has been listed as probable on the Big 12's availability report and is in line to play against number 7 Texas Tech on Saturday. Leavitt has looked improved in practice this week as he battles through a lower body injury. Diesel, if they want any chance at beating Texas Tech, Sam Leavitt's got to be out there.
Well, if Sam Leavitt can play, Cade Klubnik can play.
Ooh, like what you did. Tepper Sports in the news again this week. This time, Tepper Sports and Entertainment are partnering with Live Nation on a 4,400-seat indoor entertainment venue adjacent to Bank of America Stadium with plans to attract concerts and comedy shows. How about that?
That's interesting. Does Charlotte need another venue like that? Just
one more.
They got the whole NC Music Factory down the road with a stadium out back that holds about that number of people. I don't understand why they need it, but he wants to keep all that money tight.
Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson expected to be out tonight against the Steelers. Boy, that's huge, isn't it? He's listed right now as questionable because of a hip injury. And last one for you, the Charlotte Hornets have waived veteran guard Spencer Dinwiddie. The team announced Thursday Dinwiddie, a former Maverick, signed a 1-year, $3.6 million deal with the Hornets in early July amid free agency. But Charlotte had to release a guaranteed salary ahead of next week's season opener. And that's not good. Spencer's been a three-point perimeter kind of player, pretty reliable. But unfortunately, the Hornets having to let go of him. So,
I guess they have faith in their younger roster. I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie getting a little bit older, so you can't carry everybody.
Faith in the Hornets roster. I hadn't heard that in a long time.
I know. We wouldn't be able to watch it anyway because it's all buried on some streaming network that nobody's paying for. When we come back, Cole, it is time for our Tolos to get involved. 844-326-3663. And yes, Madcraft, this is your official invitation to call. You don't have to ask. Call in. What do you have to say? It is the Tolo Takeover. Say anything you want to say on these airwaves next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.